Electrifying deliveries. GM's BrightDrop wants to cover the last mile with its whisper-quiet e-trucks. By John R. Quinn. As I wheeled a big white box truck around trendy Williamsburg in Brooklyn, a motor scooter suddenly zipped by, illegally swerving into the oncoming lane and then running a red light. Just then, another scooter came flying down the wrong way in a bike lane, as I was about to make a turn. And finally, as I backed the truck into its berth on West Street, a diesel-powered delivery vehicle charged toward me, ignoring the backup beeps and lights. Such stresses are all in a day's work for a typical delivery driver in New York City. But what was different this time was that I was test driving a new, all-electric truck designed to handle such chaos with ease. The BrightDrop EV600 is whisper quiet, with responsive handling, ergonomic design touches, and a welter of safety technology. A fully owned subsidiary of GM, BrightDrop is on a big push to deliver its all-electric trucks to retail and shipping customers this year and next. "We're all about the first and last mile delivery," explained Brad Beauchamp, client solutions manager for BrightDrop. Beauchamp said the pandemic has changed customer demands, with more people ordering for direct home delivery. "So we needed to offer a response to avoid curbageddon," he said. Consequently, the EVs can be supported by additional components, such as BrightDrop's EP1 e-cart. The enclosed locking cart has a steering handle and electric power with e-bike-like throttle controls. It can be dropped off from the EV600 on the curb, reducing wait time and eliminating the need for trucks to be double parked for extended periods of time on congested urban streets. Couriers can then use the EP1s to make deliveries to an apartment building, for example, and then leave them to be picked up later. The EP1s can not only power up ramps and handle up to 200 pounds of cargo, they also have an onboard telematics and GPS, so drivers can locate them for returns. Beauchamp said the pilot programs had shown the BrightDrop system could increase daily deliveries by 25%. Marquee customers. It is an electric vision that has attracted some marquee customers. BrightDrop has already delivered 500 EV600s to FedEx. Since then, FedEx has signed on to purchase another 2,000 BrightDrop trucks, with Walmart reserving 5,000 trucks. Verizon has also announced that it plans to use BrightDrop's smaller EV410 vans, while Merchants Fleet, a fleet management company, says it will purchase 18,000 BrightDrop EVs. While the original impetus to go electric was to shrink our carbon footprint, what is increasingly driving the move to battery-powered vehicles is the potential cost savings. Charging most trucks costs about half of what filling up on diesel costs, although it takes about 2 hours with a commercial high-speed charger to fully charge an EV600, and electric vehicles only require a fraction of maintenance. There are no oil changes, there's no engine, just electric motors, and no cumbersome powertrain system to maintain. Beauchamp says the EV600 is expected to save businesses on average about $7,000 a year per vehicle, compared to an internal combustion engine truck. The electric trucks are also easier on drivers and delivery people. The EV600, for example, has LED headlights, front and rear facing cameras, radar, and ultrasonic parking assist sensors. A collision avoidance system is included, along with a 360-degree view for maneuvering into tight spots. The 2023 all-wheel drive version of the EV600 will have a 250-mile driving range and come with lane keep assist next year. The additional technology makes the driving experience more comfortable, which many retail and fleet operators hope will help them retain employees in an area notorious for turnover. I was able to push a delivery mode button on the dashboard, for example, which automatically engaged the parking brake when I stopped, gave the horn two short bursts to let those around me know I'm stopping, and unlocked the bulkhead so I could swivel around and grab a package. If drivers get a package out of the back via the rear roll-up door, it will automatically lock again 15 seconds after the door closes. Co-option is king. GM's BrightDrop isn't the only EV maker targeting retailers and other commercial opportunities. Amazon has invested in newcomer Rivian, which is making electric vans for the online retailer. But Amazon is also hedging its bets by partnering with Stellantis, the auto company formed from the merger of Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot, and plans to purchase Stellantis. Ram ProMaster battery electric vehicles when they become available next year. Meanwhile, there are several independent outfitters and integration specialists looking to put all the new technology together for customers, from infrastructure support to fleet management. There's a big co-option going on right now, explains Alf Poor, the CEO of Ideanomics, an integration company that offers everything from EVs to infrastructure support to commercial customers. From battery companies to parts suppliers to technology firms, competing businesses in the EV space are increasingly working together to spur the electrification of transportation. And Poor believes businesses, rather than customers, will be the first to adopt innovations like wireless charging systems for electric vehicles, something his company is already working on.